Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. The information we present is taken from the writings of Benjamin Krem, a disciple of a Master of Wisdom, and also from teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. We include teachings from many schools of thought to demonstrate how they are working out in the world. Our articles are often inspiring. We hope to inform the public of actions taken around the globe to improve conditions for us all and to find means of addressing some of our most pressing problems. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our regular Maitreya program. I hope you're having a good Friday. Now, today we have an essay by Gerard Artsen, who is the well-known Dutch UFO researcher and author and longtime contributor to Share International magazine. So his essay today is called Hope and Patience Lighten the Burden of Time. We live at a time in which the old is breaking down and the new does not yet exist, writes columnist Rob DeWilk from September 2017. Less than a week later, journalist Will Strong wrote about a plan from the British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn in the Independent newspaper in which business, ownership and income distribution are being rethought so as to fix a system that no longer functions. Other references in the media to structures that no longer work are becoming a regular occurrence and can leave us with a sense of urgency and the promise of a new world waiting to be born. Now, that said, the first warning about developments that we now recognise as the negative impact of unbridled freedom for global economic and financial powers came from none other than Krishnamurti in his first ever public talk in December of 1921. International action is being forced upon us, though it is carried out in the wrong spirit and for an immoral purpose, which is to exploit the poor, the needy, the suffering. And this method, if it continues, will inevitably lead to another war. Now, this was in 1921. The Order of the Star that promoted Krishnamurti's mission around the world 100 years ago had tens of thousands of members who eagerly anticipated the public pronouncements of Maitreya the World Teacher through Krishnamurti as his vehicle into the everyday world. In the book Krishnamurti, The Man and His Message, Norwegian writer Lily Haber captured what many will regard as a very familiar sense of expectation about a new world dawning. And for his followers and others who cared to look into Krishnamurti's message, it became impossible to continue living according to their former, more or less dogmatical concepts, realizing that they were foreign to life. It is this world of narrow human conceptions and dogmas which is now rapidly dissolving. Those were words from Krishnamurti's Man and His Mission. Even after Krishnamurti's dissolution of the Order of the Star in 1929, the mood was then very similar to what we may remember from the spring days of 1982, or since we first heard of Benjamin Krem's information that Maitreya himself had been in the world and preparing humanity since 1977 for a full public emergence. In the early 1980s, when industrialized countries were struggling with growing unemployment, the inequality between developed North and the impoverished South was major news, and the first ideological blows were dealt between politicians who believed in the unchecked freedom of the markets and those favouring international cooperation to ease the tensions that arose as a result of global inequality. It was at that time that Maitreya asked, How can you be content with the modes within which you live when millions starve and die in squalor? And anybody with eyes open to see would agree. Informed by Maitreya's overshadowing presence about the subject of international business, Krishnamurti said also in 1921, "We must try to establish an international board to control the commerce of the world, not for the profit of a chosen few, but for the entire world." It should not surprise us that these same ideas were introduced by the Space Brothers through Dutch contactee Stefan Dienaard around 1965. Now, just Stefan Dienaard, as an aside, was the CEO or the manager of Scania, the major trucking company in Holland. So he wasn't looking for publicity, and his books were largely free. They're certainly free now online. If you want to have a look at his work, Stefan Dienaard, he wrote a book called Operation Survival Earth, and I recommend the read. So, when they showed him the need for global governance bodies to be in charge of redistributing the world's resources and meeting the people's needs, as described in his book, Operation Survival Earth, the recommendations that the Brand Commission, working under impression from Maitreya, according to Benjamin Krem, made in its 1980 report, North-South, Willy Brandt was the German Chancellor who wrote the North-South, a program for survival, essentially reflect the same ideas, and these reiterations underscore how the readiness of humanity and the influence of the forces of materiality require the constant adjustment of plans on the part of hierarchy, spiritual hierarchy. Nevertheless, the energies of Aquarius are now stronger than those of Pisces, and the spiritual advancement of humanity cannot be halted. As the sword of cleavage seems to have nearly fulfilled its purpose of polarizing humanity, setting, in quote, a man at variance against his father, end quote, and the emergence of the world teacher for the new age is now palpable, our perception of the years that have passed since we were introduced to Benjamin Krem's information may fall one of two ways. For some, the many years of their involvement may suddenly feel not so long at all. Others may be more focused in their awareness of the passage of the years they have spent working, hoping and waiting for the deliverance. And looking at the history of the ideas that need to be put into practice and the ideas that need to be made manifest to mark our passage into the new age, we may be forgiven for thinking that our darker hours and the long-awaited reappearance of the teacher for the new age has been far too long in the making. Yet, we would do well to remember that hierarchy started preparing for this time no less than 500 years ago. It was then that the masters saw the trend towards separativeness in humanity intensify, according to the Master Dewell Call, through Alice A. Bailey, the author, and a special conclave of all departments of the hierarchy was called in around the year 1500 AD. In preparation for the Age of Aquarius, with its distinctive energies and its amazing opportunities, the Elder Brothers devised a plan for the production of a subjective synthesis in humanity and of a telepathic interplay which will eventually annihilate time. And that was from A Treatise on White Magic by Alice A. Bailey. To bring this about has been the objective of all training given during the past 400 years, and from this fact you can vision the utter patience of the knowers of the race. This latter statement reminds us of what the Space Brothers told the Italian contactee Giorgio Di Biotonto about how they combat negative forces. Our weapons are love, discretion, wisdom, and patience. We are, nevertheless, far more effective in accomplishment than you could possibly imagine. Soon, your planet too will comprehend this, and the long-awaited day will dawn for you. And that's from Angels and Starships by Giorgio Di Biotonto. Hence, the Master DK concludes, "The Masters work slowly and with deliberation, free from any sense of speed towards their objective. But they do have a time limit." According, however, to Benjamin Creme, the masters perceive reality in the complete absence of time. They see the events of what we call the past alongside events which will take place in what we call the future. Of an experience he was given by his master, Benjamin Creme writes, "There was no sense of past or future. There were simply the events which we call past and those which we call future, but taking place simultaneously." A very similar notion of the reality of time, although explained in much more mechanical terms, comes from the Space Brothers when they explain the difference between our everyday concept of time and infinite time to their contactee Stefan Denard. Our time is the speed and direction from past to future with which similar occurrences follow one another, and this time can never be infinite. Endless time, i.e. the now, would have to have an infinite time speed and an infinite number of time directions from past to future. Infinite time speed means that all events follow one another so quickly that they all happen at the same time. Now, you might have to read that a couple of times, because I certainly did. This is why Benjamin Creme can say, every event which is concerned with the emergence of Maitreya is already happening. The stock exchange crash has already taken place. It is happening now because there is only now. It is not waiting for a time. It is only we who are waiting for that time to precipitate onto the physical plane as the event which we call the stock market crash. And yet, to the masters, it is happening now. In his very first article for Share International in 1982, Benjamin Creme's master explained that the masters do not see time as an ongoing process linking moments of action, but as a, quote, state of mind, end quote. As we manage to achieve a measure of oneness by aligning ourselves with our higher self, the master explains that a correct understanding of time is inherent in a correct relationship with our fellow men, for only when the sense of separateness no longer exists can a true realization of cyclic activity come about. A new world order, political and economic, is the essential prerequisite for this truer vision, for the required sense of oneness that can be achieved only when harmony and justice prevail. From that new relationship between men will emerge the conditions on which a new sense of time depends. And that was from Share International in January 1982. Since this is not yet the case, perhaps for most of us, the experience of time as a state of mind is limited to when we meditate and are properly aligned so that, say, 30 minutes on the clock pass by, while in our consciousness it seems like only a few minutes. When we realize that the events which the masters have been preparing for centuries will happen because they are already happening, Benjamin Creme says, the more we will lose our impatience. We will find an ability to stand, to be there, and simply watch it take place on the outer physical plane. And what's more, in his 1996 keynote talk, The Art of Waiting, Benjamin Creme described the time that had passed since the spring of 1982 as a gift by whose grace we have changed ourselves, found our talents, our opportunities and qualities. In all the groups around the world, people are doing jobs which they have never done before, inspired by the idea, you have learned to act and serve in a way which I am sure in 1982 you did not think possible. So it seems the masters know better what we are made of than we do ourselves. In the Agni Yogi volume Supermundane, Book 1, the Master Kutumi writes, "We know the limitations of human ability, and we also know what can be expected of a human being in the building of a realistic future. We can just expect the highest degree of striving from our messengers. When there is such intensity, our magnet is active and serves as a strong shield. However, for the long journey, timidity is not suitable. Everyone knows in the depths of his heart whether he is led by the highest degree of striving or whether he is just being dragged along in fear. Strong are those who are filled with gratitude, for their wings can grow. They will not be afraid of our commissions. They know that we are greatly burdened, yet rejoice on the way to the Garden of Beauty." From the book Supermundane, Volume 1, the Agni Yogi teachings. Indeed, as Benjamin Krem's master writes about the timing of Maitreya's declaration, Maitreya must make weighty decisions on slender and changing data. A fine line divides the necessary and the possible. Trust, then, the skill and action of the Lord of Love. Chafe not at the seeming delay of his appearance in the all-embracing now. No such delay exists. Through the work of Krishnamurti, Alice Bailey and Benjamin Krem, we have the benefit and the privilege of the broader long-term view which equips us to fulfill our task as the vanguard of the Master's ashrams in the outer world, as agents of hope and patience for humanity. This broader vision should allow us to lift our focus above and beyond the confines of our temporal conditioning to see that, despite the issues of the day, the world teacher and the masters have already taken their place among us, and their open emergence is so near it is almost tangible. When we realize this, and when we see, if not the day of declaration itself, but at least the veil that as yet hides it from humanity's view, that should invigorate our sense of purpose in a reassuring, a weary world that, in Maitreya's words, before long, all will be well, all manner of things will be well. And those finishing words were from message number 2 from Maitreya. Now, that was from Gerard Artson, who ostensibly wrote to people who are working for the emergence, but I really wanted to bring that into the public domain because there's so much information there from which everybody can benefit. Now, we've got to finish, we've got an article from Benjamin Krem's master. It's called The Sword of Cleavage, and it was given in 2014. Subtitled, Humanity Has Never Been So Ready. Many people believe that despite the presence of Maitreya in the world, everything is becoming more threatening and unstable than hitherto. They wonder what hierarchy is doing to ease the many problems and difficulties that leave them afraid and unprepared for the heightened tension of today. The truth is, the world is being prepared. In times of great tension and change, people look at problems with a limited view, which they inevitably have, of the true state of society. Humanity imagines that all these events have the same impact and importance for the future, whereas the true view, which only the masters can see, is altogether different. The masters see the happenings as if occurring on a flat plane, as a potential only. They know that some will precipitate and affect world change, while others will simply wither away without any precipitation at all. Humanity, with its limited vision, sees all these events as bearing on their future, but this is assuredly not the case. From the Master's point of view, humanity has never been so ready for the new world that the future will bring. It has never been so near a time of inspiration and readiness to work for the common weal. Spelt W-E-A-L. So that's largely our program. If you'd like any information or further reading, you can look at www.share-international.org, or you can email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. So that's our program. Thank you very much for listening, if you did. There was plenty of information there that is not normally in the public domain, but feel free to go and do some research on it. Thank you, folks. Love and blessings.